Hey, friend, welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm truly grateful to have you with me today. And this is going to be a very, very important episode for you, if no matter what stage of business you're in. We are talking about a specific business skill that makes millions. And this idea for this episode came inspired to me. I was watching Myron Golden recently, who I love, and his episodes don't show up too much on my feed very often, but then every now and again, I get a good one and I just need to watch it like 3 or 4 or 5 times. So if you're not following him and you are a Christ follower, I highly recommend. I love his principles, how he combines Bible and business. But also his business tips in and of themselves are fantastic. So whether you are a Christ follower or not, it's worth watching. This particular video was called Business Skills That Makes Millions. And it was fascinating to me. The very first tip he talked about excited me. It just lit me up because I'm like, oh my gosh, that's exactly what I do. That's what I do. And I help people. And I was so excited to see that was such a valuable skill. Obviously, I know that, but sometimes you just need like external validation. So I can't wait to dig in. I'm going to share with you some clips from his episode as well. So you could just stay right here and get all of the good nuggets that you need. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. So literally the very first words or the first tip out of his mouth was about product innovation. And he said, and I don't just mean innovation, I mean product innovation. And you see a lot of people in the coaching space talk about designing your unique methodology, positioning yourself in the marketplace. And it's a lot of times it's a way to sell more coaching package or high ticket coaching packages. And that's all fancy and great. And don't get me wrong. I think there's an important piece to that. It's a part of business. And if coaching is what you love, then you're doing the right thing. All I'm adding to this is that it's wise to have additional streams of revenue to have scalable income. What does scalable income mean? It means that money can keep coming in to larger and larger extents without you having to trade your time. Because let's be honest, I don't care if you are a business coach, a health coach, a fitness coach, any kind of coach, or any kind of freelancer, in either case, you are trading time for money, even if you're doing a one-to-many program, like if you have a group program. Memberships might be the exception to that if you do not show up often in your membership and there's some sort of benefit they can get from a passive course or something like that. That might be the exception. But if you are having to show up and engage with people, it is not as scalable as you might think. It was more scalable than your one-to-one offer, so yes for that. But there are so many more potentials for what your business can have. And I want to share this clip with you, and then I'm going to dig into and give you specific ways and examples of how you can add scalable products. He doesn't go into that here. He doesn't help you innovate the products. He just tells you that you need to have them. So we're going to do that in this episode. I'm going to give you some great ideas there. But first, let's listen to this clip of Myron Golden. Forgive me if I say Goldman. It just comes right off my tongue, but it's not. It's Golden. Anyway, this is called Business Skills That Make Millions on YouTube if you want to look it up.
The first skill is product innovation. So this is a business skill, product innovation. Now, I want you to notice I said product innovation. I didn't just say innovation. Why is that? Well, because there are only two types of businesses in the world. There's a business that sells a service. There's a business that sells a product. If you start a business that sells a service, you have already limited the amount of wealth you can generate because when you sell a service, it requires time to fulfill it. Time is something we have in limited supply. So if you desire to create wealth in business, you must figure out a way to disconnect your revenue generation from time.
Oh my goodness. I just thought that phrase is so profound. If you started a business that is a service, you have already limited your potential wealth because you are inevitably going to be tied to a commodity of time, which is not scalable. When I first got started in working for myself, I took the leap. As you know, many of you know my story. I left my W-2 job around the time COVID happened. And I was in a position where I was forced to freelance. First of all, it didn't really dawn on me then to do anything product related. I was just doing what I knew to make money. But if any of you are in that position, this is so important. Now is the time to be iterating a product innovation, because in this digital world where AI is taking over from a knowledge and a skill perspective, we are really dangerously towing the line of becoming commoditized because of AI. And I did an episode last week on that. I'll be talking more about that because it's just so clear to me, and I just want to shout it to the rooftop so people don't get blindsided. But what I want you to understand is that now is the most powerful time to sell a product. So if you've been thinking, but Lindsay, when I have my own business, this is fantastic because my cost of goods is so low. And if I have a product, my cost of goods is going to be higher. Well, stick around because I'm going to show you a few ways where you can build a product and solve that problem. Okay, first of all. Second of all, Myron's going to talk to you here. I'm going to play more of this clip where he made a lot of money with one $30 product. And he tells the story. It's pretty interesting and certainly motivating. So check it out. Let's listen.
So that's why I said product generation, product innovation. Why? Because if I paint houses and I can paint three houses a week and I get paid $9,000 every time I paint a house, the most I can generate is $27,000 a week. $27,000 a week sounds like a lot of money if I'm generating $2,700 a week. But if you're already generating $27,000 a week and you've got payroll and you've got business expenses and you have no time, now $27,000 a week doesn't feel like that much money. How many of y'all tracking? So what I'd rather do is I would rather sell a product, because if I sell a product, i.e. a book, if I sell a book for $30, it takes no longer to sell 100 books than it does to sell one. In fact, my biggest book sale ever, I sold a company in 2008, 100,000 trash from the Trash Man to the Cash Man books. And that sale only took 15 minutes, and it generated $400,000 in revenue in 15 minutes.
Wow. Right? Just wow. It's so interesting. I wasn't expecting that. When he started talking about selling a book, I thought, a book, really? I mean, everybody says books are a lost leader, but holy cow, if anybody can make it happen, it's Myron. So that was pretty exciting and motivating. And then that just brings me to my next point, is there are so many ways to innovate product. Now, he does say something that's really important, and I want to tell you what he says since we're on the subject. You've got to create a product that the market values, not that you value, which frankly, that's good business sense no matter what you're doing. And it has to be a product that the marketplace has an appetite for, even if the market doesn't know it has an appetite. Now, that was a quote from Myron Golden on that podcast or a YouTube video, whatever. So I realize this is something that we haven't gotten into idea generation yet, but it is an important nugget, because the last thing I want you to do is to run out and design a product without verifying the marketplace is hungry for it. In fact, market validation is a huge piece of our pillar of the four pillar freedom framework is, and my business partner, Emily, and I, we help you validate your offer before you put it together. You'll know that the marketplace is interested. And a lot of that also has to do with positioning, which we help you nail that down as well. Okay, so if you're interested in knowing more about our four pillar freedom framework, I would love for you to simply just text me at 302-271-7575, mention the freedom framework, and I will send you, it's about a 20 minute video that explains it so that you understand a little bit more what that's about. Okay, let's dig into ideas, because that's what you were excited about, and we're going to get into that right now. So here are a few ways you can innovate your products, and I'll also incorporate a couple of fun stories of people who have done this, and so you can see a bigger picture to how it might pertain to you in your business. So the first is a physical product of some sort, but you want it to serve your niche. Myron talked about a book, but you could also get more specific, like a journal or a calendar, like a specific calendar. If you're a social media manager, maybe you design your own way of thinking. Now, let me give you an example of this. Claudia, she's a client of mine, great business strategist as well, but wanted to launch a journal. And we realized we were able to reposition her entire brand around this journal. It was pretty fantastic. She herself is a neurodivergent and had developed a journal to help hold herself accountable. And it's brilliant. And that serves a specific niche. It was fantastic. Now, what's really fun about that is that journal then could then sell a mini course on time management. Mini course is another great product for those of us that are currently trading time for money. Courses are great because they're not only a good lead-in, like they're a good way to get a customer to get familiar with us who might want to do business with us, or we can capitalize on those DIY people, those people who probably are going to go become their own social media manager, but you can sell them a course to make profit for yourself from somebody who you weren't going to sell it before, right? Because they were going to do it themselves anyway. So that's an example of a product that is scalable because you can sell, you record the course once and you can sell it infinitely. Another way to do this though, because this is where the sweet spot is that I want to get into, is monthly reoccurring revenue. Books, courses are fantastic products, don't get me wrong. But if you can tap into a monthly reoccurring revenue stream, you're really doing good. You're really in the money. And the reason for that is because it's a lot more stable. So for example, with your course idea, something I've seen people do is to develop a pretty robust course. This wouldn't be just a beginner course, but rather than charging one time, they charge a subscription to the course. Now you've got to think through that because you definitely want to maybe lock some of the content by time or something like that so they can't come in and binge and then cancel. The goal would be that they have a minimum time commitment. I'm getting into the weeds a little bit, but I just wanted to throw that out there because it puts you in a position to have better recurring revenue, which might be something you're interested in. Okay, a couple other fun ideas is print on demand. Last week on the podcast, I didn't air it last week, but I got to talk to a really amazing entrepreneur and I can't wait for you to listen to her episode. It was so fresh in my mind. I felt like it was just last week, but it was because that's when I talked to her. Her name is Amanda and she developed her first product, which was a party favor product that she did because she just liked doing party design, crafting her own party decorations. She sold that and now today, and that was obviously 20 years ago. Now she has over 8,000 products on her site. So her story is amazing. I can't wait for you to hear it. Be on the lookout for that. Be sure to subscribe so you get to hear it because she gives us a lots of good nuggets. But that's who I was thinking of when I was thinking of this print on demand because that's how she got her start. But if your physical products are printable, that could be a great way because you build something once and then it sells over and over again. And a couple more modern ideas that you might not have heard of yet. SaaS means software as a service. And there's this thing called vibe coding. You can basically make your own software to solve a problem and sell it as a subscription. It's pretty stinking amazing, I will have to say. So if you could create a software that your ideal client or your clients could benefit from, that might be a really powerful solution for you and would give you that monthly recurring revenue. Booyah, that's when you're in the money. And lastly would be like an app or a membership subscription. Now, it's ideal if you design this so that you don't have to be the person showing up. A lot of times entrepreneurs think, well, I mean, how is that any different from coaching? It's more like group coaching. But the benefit here would be like what Brendan Burchard did with Growth Day. He has experts come in and they're investing their time. And I don't know how he's paying them. I'm sure they have something worked out. But you are as a subscriber, are paying, I don't know, it used to be like $23 a month. I don't know what it is now. But you subscribe and you get unlimited amazing content from big name people, right? That's a subscription model that would give you monthly recurring revenue and not require a whole bunch of your time. So that's a bunch of ideas. It's a little bit of a brain dump. So sift through there, see if anything piques your interest. And if you'd like to test it in the market, go ahead and shoot me a text and let's talk about how we can help you bring that product to market and ensure that it is viable so you don't put all that time and energy and money into it before launching it. The phone number to text is 302-271-7575. All right, my friend, thanks for tuning in today. I hope this was a great episode for you. If you got a lot out of it, be sure to share this. Share this with somebody that you know who would benefit from it as well, a fellow solopreneur or service provider. And until next time, bye for now.